This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We often report on the income gap between top executives and workers. Turns out that the gap continues after retirement. A new report says that the 100 top-earning CEOs have a collective $4.7 billion in retirement funds set aside for them by their companies. By contrast, many Americans have little or no retirement savings, aside from Social Security. From the Marketplace Bureau at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman reports.
The Institute for Policy Studies reports that the 100 CEOs with the biggest retirement plans have anywhere from $25 million to nearly a billion apiece in company pensions and tax-deferred accounts. Meanwhile, the median 401k balance for American workers is just over $18,000. And report author Sarah Anderson says many companies have eliminated guaranteed pension plans.
While CEOs of large companies have been slashing retirement benefits for workers, they've been feathering their own nests.
But pension expert Olivia Mitchell at the Wharton School doesn't think high CEO retirement pay necessarily shortchanges other workers.
We could have a separate discussion about executive compensation, but I think the right question is the national retirement system failing? Is it doing well?
Mitchell says many professional workers are saving enough in 401ks with an employer contribution, but many middle and low-income workers just don't earn enough to save, making them entirely dependent on Social Security. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.